It's music time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends. I'm Rita Rochelle, here in our VOA studios in Washington, D.C. in the USA, along with the Music Man, of course, my colleague Leo Sarkisian.
And now here's Leo.
Thank you, Rita. And I'll add my thanks and appreciation to all our friends in Africa and from all around the world for sharing this Sunday evening with us. Welcome to the world of African music, and we want you to stay with us. And again, here's my colleague, Rita.
This is today's first edition of Music Time in Africa. We've got both popular and traditional music for you by some of Africa's finest musicians and music groups. We'll give you the old and the new, but of course they're all wonderful sounds that Leo has selected for us. And we're happy to have you with us. Hope you enjoy the music. It's from Abidjan, Ivory Coast, Côte d'Ivoire. And here is the very talented singer and guitarist, Dauda, with his own exciting mixture of soukous and makossa. I love that music. This is from his album released by Stearns, Le Sentimental, and track one, Mon Coeur Balance. Oh, Amina, Le Sentimental.
Balance et ça rebalance. que balance, ça balance et ça rebalance. Quand je suis avec la jolie Fanta, moi je pense à la gentille Amina. Quand Amina est près de moi, mes pensées s'envolent vers Fanta. Et toujours mon cœur balance, ça balance et ça rebalance. Avoir trouvé la solution, mais au moment de me prononcer, moi je n'ai pas pu me décider. Car toujours mon cœur balance, ça balance et ça rebalance. Dites-moi, mes amis, dites-moi laquelle choisir entre la jolie Fanta et la gentille Amina. Dites-moi, mes amis. Dites-moi laquelle choisir entre la jolie Fanta et la gentille Amina.
Don't you just love that soukous beat? Oh, Amina, le sentimental. From Abidjan, Ivory Coast, the music of the very popular Daouda, whose professional career began back in 1977. Well, he rose to fame with his recording about Mammy Wagon Buses. You remember that one. He followed with a number of hit releases that brought him international recognition. That was Daouda of Abidjan. And now a reminder that this is Music Time in Africa, and we're coming to you on VOA's Africa service. Again, I'm Rita Rochelle, along with your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. And we're broadcasting from our VOA studios on Independence Avenue, which is located downtown in our nation's capital, here in Washington, D.C. in the USA. We're on shortwave, and for our listeners in Southern Africa, you can also receive our broadcast on medium wave simply by dialing 909 kilohertz. For those of you in Western and Central Africa, you can find us on 1530 kilohertz on the medium wave band of your radio. All of the frequencies and times for each of our special programs in English to Africa happen to be listed in the current program schedule. Those program schedules include Daybreak Africa, Nightline Africa, Africa World Tonight. And I have a good time, too, with my own program heard during the week. It's called The World of Music. All of these shows are listed for easy listening, and we don't mind if you tell your friends about our programs. Tell them that it comes to you in two separate editions each Sunday throughout the year. I'm talking about Music Time in Africa now, and of course that's at 19:30. Well, the first one comes on at 17:30 and then 19:30 UTC, and we're here 52 weeks of the year for the best in African music. We do look forward to hearing from you. We want to know your comments about our programs. This is our regular address in the USA for corresponding. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20237 here in the USA. Let me repeat that for you. Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., and that postal code is 20237 in the USA. And if you're a regular listener, you know we have an alternate address that may be easier for you to use. And I'd like to hear from you. The address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy or in your country. You again, Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, in care of the American Embassy in your country. And right now we have the Music Man with us. It's in this first edition of Music Time in Africa that Leo brings us those wonderful sounds of traditional music and folk songs that have been part of everyday life in Africa for centuries, that have come to us from one generation to the next. So let's see what Leo has for us today.
Thank you again, Rita. As you know, music exists in all nations and among all people. Music has existed as far back in time as we know about people and their cultures. Music from all cultures, just as in all the arts, is a reflection of the society in which it was created and at the same time helps to shape the future of that society. Musical languages, styles, and functions differ considerably. people in different cultures value music for different reasons. Music sounds different from culture to culture because social groups or societies develop their own tastes about what sounds beautiful in music. They have their own musical traditions. They have different reasons for using music, and they use different instruments, and also have different ways of creating music. However, all cultures have music because of its universal power to stimulate emotional feelings and responses, and to convey powerful feelings, moods, and images. It provides a means of communication between people who desire common identity and have common values and aspirations. I think all this, reader, is really reflected in these weekly Music Time in Africa programs that have been broadcast here on VOA's Africa service for the past 3 decades. And I guess that's what this program is really all about. I think a good example is when we have a program when we're talking just about a purely African musical instrument, and especially when it's one of the most important in African music. For example, the mbira. We've often described it as the thumb or hand piano. And I've mentioned many times that it has hundreds of different names according to the languages spoken in different countries in Africa. It comes in different shapes and sizes. The average instrument is small, about the size of a book. It has a number of single reeds which can be tuned to whatever scale desired, and it's played by swiftly moving the tips of the thumbs and fingers on the reeds. The reeds are usually pieces of metal, bamboo, or cane. The example I have here is from the Bunyoro region of Uganda. A Nyoro musician from Masindi is playing an mbira called Likembe. Now from Tanzania, from the Dodoma region, a go-go musician plays a 20-note ilimba. The musician made the reeds of the instrument from the metal ribs of an old umbrella. Next, mbira music from Zaire. This is music of the Luba people. The music is played on two Chisanji mbiras, one with 10 notes and one with 12. Examples of mbira music I just played for you were from Uganda, Tanzania, and Zaire. The music played on the mbiras were limited to five-note scales, that is what we call pentatonic scales. But throughout Africa, there are instruments that provide a much richer melodic line, using eight-note scales. Listen now to the difference in this recording made in Zimbabwe. The mbira in this recording, called Zawandau, has 28 notes with a large calabash resonator. The recording is from Zimbabwe. That was the Zawandau mbira of Zimbabwe. Well, here's still another different type of mbira. The instrument is the kankowela of Zambia. It's played by a musician from the Lala ethnic group. That was the 11-note Kankowela Mbira of Zambia. This next recording is an example of the 13-note Malimba. It was recorded in the town of Tabora in Tanzania. Even though it has only 13 notes, notice the rich melodic line. One final example of different types of mbiras found in Africa. This is the Mbiladeza from the Transvaal region in South Africa. This instrument has 24 notes. And in this recording, it's played by a musician from one of South Africa's important ethnic groups, the Venda. Thank you.
Leo, what lovely sounds. I'm still trying to teach myself how to play that beautiful instrument. You've been listening to Imbira music from different parts of Africa, from Uganda, Tanzania, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Zaire, and South Africa. And again, we want to thank our music man, my colleague Leo Sarkisian, for keeping us all in touch with our past and our future, too. Thanks, Leo. This is where it all happens, right here on Music Time in Africa, and that's why I recommend you keep making VOA's Africa service your station for the best, because we come to you 7 days a week with news, information, and of course, good music. And that's what we have for you now. One of West Africa's true superstars, Aisha Kone from Abidjan, Ivory Coast. She's considered, well, let's say probably the most famous of Ivoirian female singers. This is from one of her albums released back in 1984, and Leo chose this track as a good example of her singing style and vocal quality. It's called Aduma. That was Aisha Kone of Abidjan, Ivory Coast, and you've been listening to this evening's first edition of Music Time in Africa. We do hope you enjoyed the music we've had for you. I'm Rita Rochelle, and I'll be right back here in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now, along with Leo, the music man. We'll have another full half hour of the best in African pop music. Again, that's at 1930 UTC, so why don't you just stay right there by your radio. Keep it tuned to the best. The Voice of America, and VOA's Africa Service. A report of the latest news follows, so do stay with us. And as always, my friends, my love to all of you.